This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. It's Monday, April the 12th. Hi. Second full week of the fourth month of the year 2021. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay is off because she's not feeling well, so hold a good thought for her. I think we ought to go right to that exciting case ensnarling Representative Matt Gaetz, the local Florida official who's accused of a number of crimes, including bribery, stalking, and corruption. What's the connection from Gaetz to this guy? Do we have is there a clear link, or is it just speculation? Jennifer, what do you know?
I don't know much about this guy. I know that he was in trouble for something before, and I'm not sure exactly what. He was held a lower-level state office. But somehow he has some info on Matt Gaetz that I think he has tried to create into a plea deal situation for himself to get out of that trouble. I don't know exactly to what extent. Obviously,
this is
we've
the Venmo
been using,
guy, right?
Yeah, we've been using a lot of, or we've been hearing a lot about sex trafficking, about sending on Venmo a payment for this woman, this 17-year-old, to make a trip with Matt Gaetz to an island, I think it was. So, I, you know.
Why
you do all this stuff on Venmo? I don't know why you do it at all.
Because you're stupid. Yeah. That's why you do it, because you're stupid. Egotistically and mentally challenged. So apparently the state of Maryland has enacted a policing bill that limits the use of force, and it repeals the state law which shields officers from discipline. I didn't realize they had this in Maryland. Any other states have it? Anybody know? Whether there are other, there are like bills or like laws to the one in Maryland that limits the use of force, and how do you define?
Training? I think Maryland has made the headlines because Maryland has a new definition of excessive force. So they I think that's where the headline has come from, that Maryland has been ahead of the other states in terms of redefining that. But every mm-hmm. state has, you know, like in New York, chokeholds have been illegal for a long time. Like every state has a different thing. You know, They have different sets of rules. But I think the reform from Maryland has been considered
more
progressive.
Is this part of redesigning police work, perhaps? Or should it be part of the redesign of police work?
And be careful that you don't redesign as much as California has, because our crime rates are through the roof. People are – I have never in my most recent memory of being tuned into the news, so for 16 years I've been doing this job, I've never seen more murders, stabbings, death and destruction in my
local
home.
It's liberalism to the fullest extent, not necessarily what liberalism has come to mean in terms of politics, but when you everybody can do their own thing, and in California that's just contributing to the mass exodus of people leaving by the tens of thousands every week.
Really restrictive gun control so that good people can't protect themselves, and they're becoming victimized. Right. And it's happening
one of the many things.
Yeah, it's happening Asian Americans. It's happening. I mean, any race, you name it. There's no bias in the state of California as opposed to who is victimized here. It has become a really, in the last couple of months, I'm not kidding. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah, homeless all over the place. Hey.
The homeless problem has been bad. It's just the crime that is skyrocketing.
The former president has insulted a number of people around him. Who were around him, Mitch McConnell, Vice President Pence. Apparently McConnell was called a dumb son of a bitch by the former president at a retreat that was taken at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend. So he continues to burn every bridge that he ever crossed. That seems to be part of his personality, and so on it goes. So what's the appeal? If everybody's a dumb son of a bitch or you don't like anybody, who's going to be there to help you out?
I don't think it's that you don't like anybody. And what's funny
is
that
like?
I was watching my, I asked my mom, I'm like, okay, so either you're going to have to defend Mitch McConnell now because you hate Trump that much, or you're going to have to say Trump is right because you hate Mitch McConnell that much.
Right,
and so
right.
I'm like, which one is it? Which one is it? Who wins? And she says, you know, in this I have to agree with Trump. Because Mitch McConnell lost out in her popularity contest. But I don't know that calling Mitch McConnell dumb is the right word, but I think
He's slow.
I think a lot of people have, including Republicans. I know Democrats are not big fans of Mitch McConnell, and I know a lot of Republicans aren't, too. So, I don't know. I mean, it boils down to what's going to be the Republican Party moving forward. Is it going to be more America First, or is it going to be more traditional?
Bring back the rhinos. Here I am. Bring me back.
I don't think there's a large appetite for that. So.
Well, it's too bad. All right, Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, you didn't like the rhinos, did you?
Yeah, I did like the rhinos. I always consider myself a Rockefeller Republican. That was a reference to me. It's kind of I was a Reagan Republican to a point, but more Rockefeller-y, I think.
Reagan Republicans are very similar to MAGA Republicans, to be honest with you.
It didn't feel that way at the time. Pete Buttigieg. How do we pronounce his name? I never have done that. I don't know.
Buttigieg.
Says, we don't think the government should mandate vaccine passports. So is he in a position as the director of whatever he's the director of killing that? Because that's been a lot of conversation, Victoria, whether this is good, bad, or indifferent. The vaccine passport may be a thing in your future if you're traveling for sure. But you said the FBI was looking into some of the fake passports, so you don't have to have a passport, then the fake ones won't be a factor, right?
Well, wait, say that again? wait.
I'm having a hard time following my keen sense of thinking, my thought pattern here. If you don't have to have a vaccine passport, then the fake ones become valueless.
Well, because
two different things.
Two totally different things. If you have a vaccine card, which is what the FBI is trying to deal with, the fake ones, it's like having a fake ID to get into a bar when you're underage. So if you have a fake vaccine card, the danger with that is that as businesses reopen or decide what their rules are going to be, then you can have people buying fake vaccine cards and going into these establishments. And that essentially, you know, that clearly that messes up the entire structure of things. Vaccine passports, that's a totally different thing. That will be, you know, I think the EU is discussing that now. I know you mentioned Israel's talking about that.
Yeah, Israel.
Those essentially will become like travel documents to get in and out of certain countries.
What Pete was saying, because the administration floated the idea, but people went bananas about it, and so now they're like, no, we're not going to go in that direction. So it's going to be up to the businesses at least moving forward about that.
Which I agree with. That should be how that's how it should be.
Who's Dr. Atlas talking
Scott
about
Atlas?
COVID?
He used to be a doctor that advised the Trump administration.
All right, so he says the reason
a radiologist?
We have all these.
He got some criticism, right, from that, because he wasn't an epidemiologist or a virologist. He was a radiologist.
Just a doctor.
I thought that that's what Atlas was.
Yeah,
but anyway, what's he saying now?
He says that surges are not due to governors lifting mask mandates. Then what are they? Why are we having all these surges?
Clearly out, right?
I mean, Texas has done well over the last couple of months, so... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, that's been the question all along. Are the masks working? Do they work? How do they work? Do you need a certain kind of mask to make it work? Mm-hmm. I think we've submitted. I mean, we've become very submissive in this country where we are now wearing face coverings because we're told to do it. But we don't really know. Anybody who tells you that they really know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
You may be onto something there. The Mayor Pete thing came out of a conversation that he had with Chris Wallace yesterday. Apparently Wallace was after him because there are a lot of false job numbers. I've always said, whatever they tell you,
it's about
twice
infrastructure.
As many as they tell you.
So it's about the infrastructure plan. And Mayor Pete has been I can't not call him Secretary Pete. He's just Mayor Pete. But he is the Secretary of Transportation. And so he's been one of the loudest people out there trying to sell the infrastructure plan for the Biden administration, which is going to be about $2.25 trillion, at least that we know about so far. Only 5 to 7% of it going to regular traditional infrastructure projects like roads and bridges and airports and railways and all of that.
Where's the rest
of it? So then the rest of it's going into healthcare workers, the rest of it's going into green projects. We've talked about on the program a lot over the last couple of weeks about how the money is not really going where most people consider infrastructure interest. So today at the White House, Biden is inviting over some Republicans because Republicans will vote on infrastructure. It's no secret. They've said it. But they don't want it to be this huge bill that includes all of these other things that are not infrastructure. So today they'll be invited to the White House. But the administration was putting up some false information, which is unfortunately not unusual or a one-off for this administration. They've been saying that it would add 19.
Trump did the same thing.
Trump did the same thing,
yeah. But to have Biden say that you can't have water in line in Georgia and that it's Jim Crow 2.0, gigantic lie. To have
a
him
lot
come
of people
out,
feel that way.
A lot of people are wrong because if you read the law, it is not anything about water. So you got to read it before you can comment on it, Joe Biden, instead of just going along with what Stacey Abrams puts in your talking point memo. It's ridiculous.
All right, anyway, before we run out of time.
But he said that there would be 19 million jobs added to the job market with this infrastructure bill. Well, the real number is 2.7 million.
Right. Okay, there's a White Lives Matter rally in Orange County. That ought to go over well.
That was a total fake. So here's what happened. They put together this group of White Lives Matter people, apparently, which were like a half a dozen, or no, not a half dozen, excuse me, two dozen people that showed up. And it turns out that the organizers were actually had connections to the Black Lives Matter movement. And so then there was this big scuffle, and they had to call the police out. And political theater that really caused chaos.
At its best.
Yes. Yeah, right. I mean, ridiculousness.
Yeah. 18 after the hour.
But it was the KKK.
No. It was the BBB, the Better Business Bureau, trying to get more business into Orange County. That's who really was behind it all. Get healthy. Let's be healthy. Let's feel good. Losing weight is an excellent idea for those of you who are overweight. There are a lot of people, though. You know, the numbers, let's talk about truth, justice, and the American way. What do they call it? The biomass, Victoria? No, the mass, body mass. That's the BMI is the body mass index.
Right.
That has been exaggerated. It's been booted around. It's not, you know, if you're over 26 something or other, then you're considered obese. That's nonsense. You know whether you're too heavy or you don't, you're not too heavy. You know that. You can feel it. You can look at your body and tell that you need to do something about it. You don't need somebody putting a tape measure around you and trying to figure out or squeeze 3 inches of fat in your stomach. Hey, there's a problem there. There is a problem with a lot of people, and Calidrin is fixing it. On to the weight loss protocol. You know, by this time, you've finished your weight loss protocol, and you put the weight back on again. Hello? That's not too helpful if you do all that work. So go to toploss.com. See how choosing Calitrin can help you not only lose the weight, but keep it off. Do it the right way, the smart way. Check it out. Calitrin, all natural, healthiest choice. Keep the weight off. See how the program works for you at toploss.com. When you check out, use the DJV code for the special spring promotion.
Times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture a DQ chicken and biscuits basket, all white meat chicken strips nestled next to crispy golden fries, and 7 mini biscuits, fluffy, flaky mini biscuits that you can dunk in a side of warm pepper gravy. Then you leave the drive-thru and your favorite song comes on the radio. And all the streetlights turn green. This mini win calls for a mini celebration with the DQ chicken and biscuits basket. Or get it delivered at DQ.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Moving on, it's 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Jay is out today, but Victoria and I have a bead on all of these things that are trending. Some of them obvious, some of them not. A lot of attention being paid to Prince Philip, and that's understandable. His life and times and what's going on, and people trying to make a big deal out of whether Prince Harry is going. But there are other things, believe it or not. We'll get to them right after this.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, so Victoria, we have the talk returning today, and they are promising to discuss Sharon Osbourne and why she moved on. And this has become much ado about nothing as far as I'm concerned, but it is trending. I don't even think this daytime show that they've been on is worth the powder to blow it to hell, as they say. It's a waste of time any time I've ever looked at it. It's just unless you got nothing better to do with your time, and I hope all of us do. You know, the whole business about Piers Morgan, who cares? Who cares?
I know.
Honestly.
I think that when they come back, they have, so Cheryl Underwood, Carrie Ann Inaba, Amanda Klutz, Elaine Welteroth.
Who are all these people anyway? I never even heard of them before.
Well, Cheryl Underwood has been on there for a long time. She's a comedian and an actress. Carrie Ann Inaba is the female judge, along with the two other male judges, on Dancing with the Stars. So that's where she's been. That's pretty much where everyone knows her from. She's the one who replaced the one who's married to Les Moonves. I forget her name now. But she was so... Julie Chen. She was so boring.
Chen.
So Carrie Ann Inaba has a great personality, so she's fun on that. Amanda Klutz... the name rings a bell, but I couldn't tell you anything more than that.
It does for me, too. I don't know why.
Yeah, can't tell you anything more than that. So, essentially, I think when Sarah Gilbert left this show to go back onto The Conners, she was the executive producer. She was the one who created the show. I think there's a huge gap missing there without her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how much longer can this show limp along, right?
Frankly, as far as that's concerned, you can say the same thing about The View. Joy Behar has certainly outlasted her welcome.
She's awful.
Angry old bitch that she is. She's just awful. And, you know, the phony, it isn't phony, actually. She's really, she doesn't like Meghan McCain. She makes Whoopi has all she can do to, it's just, what do you get out of it?
You know, the problem
Who needs all that anger?
To me, the biggest problem with that show is that it's not enough Whoopi. She's just there playing traffic cop and mailing it in for a paycheck, and she's got the best personality. She's the funniest. She's the most entertaining, and you hear from her the least. I don't get that.
Yeah. I don't either. She is, she has lots. She always has had lots to say.
She's very smart. Like, she's well up on everything. I don't know. I don't get it.
All right, so here's something. One of the things that's trending is the passing of DMX at the age of 50. I heard a CBS Top of the Hour newscast lead with this story, and I could tell by listening to the anchor that he didn't know who DMX was,
mm-hmm.
and he almost apologized for telling the story. I think the average person doesn't really know who this guy is. Do you?
In the hip-hop, yes, I do. In the hip-hop world, DMX is huge. Jay-Z and LL Cool J and everybody, and Tupac, he goes all the way back. He's been pretty much in the hip-hop world for a very long time. He unfortunately became much more famous for his drug abuse and his addiction and his family problems. He's been on a lot of reality shows for rehab, and it unfortunately didn't work. It's very sad.
Yeah. But, it's a lesson about what happens to people who are abusing that substance. I think that's it. Questions, mask mandates, and government decide whether or not you can go on a cruise. You can answer those, if you will, trending at DJV Show.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House has begun flying unaccompanied minors across the country to emergency housing facilities as it struggles from the self-induced chaos at the southern border. Iowa's Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is now the first to refuse the Biden administration's plea to provide temporary housing. "This is not our problem," Reynolds said, adding that the state does not have any temporary facilities to lend to the Department of Housing and Human Services. "This is the president's problem," end quote. Representative Dan Kershaw, Republican from Texas, is having surgery on his left eye, which will leave him effectively blind for a month. Iranian officials said the Natanz uranium enrichment plant was a target of a nuclear terrorism on Sunday, after initially reporting a power failure. U.S. intelligence officials are reporting that a large explosion had completely destroyed the independent internal power system that supplied the centrifuges inside the underground facility. They estimate it could take up to 9 months to resume enrichment there. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Fauci continues to push the mask mandate, even if you've been vaccinated. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The United States set a new record Saturday for COVID vaccinations administered, delivering 4.3 million doses in a single day. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says infection rates are still on the high side, even with those vaccination efforts. The U.S. is averaging more than 60,000 new cases per day over the last 7 days. The White House's chief medical advisor tells MSNBC that even if you are vaccinated, you should still take some precautions.
If you are vaccinated, please remember that you still have to be careful and not get involved in crowded situations, particularly indoors where people are not wearing masks. And for the time being, until we show definitively that a person who's vaccinated does not get this subclinical infection and can spread to others, you should also continue to wear a mask.
The Food and Drug Administration reported 3 days ago masks may help prevent people who have COVID-19 from spreading the virus to others. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on Sunday's Meet the Press admitted that the coronavirus got out of hand faster because of China. During the interview, Blinken said China didn't do what it needed to do in the early stages of the pandemic in response to a question about whether he believes China knows about the origins of the coronavirus. Blinken expressed real concerns about the methodology and the process that went into the WHO origins report, including the fact that the government in Beijing apparently helped to write it. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Obsessing on relevance. That's what we do here. Calling on our friends and neighbors to pay attention to what's going on. Please spend some time every day just trying to figure out what is going on and what affects you in the world. That's what our specialty is here on the DJV program with Jennifer Victoria Jay. Jennifer's off to KRLA. Jay is not feeling well today. Victoria, you and I are at it, and we are at it. There's a lot of stuff going on. I think this the fact the governor of Virginia has called on state police to investigate this encounter that we were talking about earlier. They have it on body camera. Mm-hmm. The police officer threatened to execute the Black Army officer, pepper sprayed him.
He got fired, that officer. Yeah, that cop has been, he should be fired.
Yep.
So he got fired. I'm not sure about the other one. The thing that's, all of this is disturbing. This is a black man who is, he was driving a brand new SUV that he bought that had a temporary paper license plate in the window, like we all have done if you buy a new car or a used car, whatever, from a dealer. And he was in his Army uniform. I don't know what he did. The question still remains. What did he do to warrant a cop pulling him over?
That hasn't seemed to come out.
Right.
Nobody seems
so
to know,
he put his blinkers on when the cop lights went on. He was about 70 miles southeast of Richmond, Virginia. He put his blinkers on, he slowed down, and he looked for a place that was, this was at night, so he was looking for a place that was well lit to pull over. Apparently, he didn't pull, he pulled over within 2 minutes, but apparently that wasn't fast enough for the cops, so the cop then radioed for backup and said that this was resisting arrest or there's something going on. And so they treated him very hostily when the cop who had body camera, and this is, you can watch the video of the whole thing, when they approached the car and they told him to get out of the car, guns drawn and pepper spray and everything, he said he was too afraid to get out of the car, and the cop on the video cam says, well, you ought to be afraid. Okay. So right. Then he gets pepper sprayed, and then a backup comes along, and it's the chief of police. This is a small kind of area, I guess. So the chief of police pulls up and sees that apparently all of this was excessive and all of this had gone wrong, lets the guy go without a ticket, without incident. His eyes are stinging him still because he's been pepper sprayed in the face. And so they let him go, and then the chief of police then, I guess, tries to... I guess he fired the guy, the cop who pepper sprayed him. He fired him preemptively, knowing that that's what it would lead to anyway. And yep. Now Governor Northam, the Virginia governor, he saw the video over the weekend and said it was absolutely disturbing, and that he has now launched an independent investigation.
Police get it. What is there about this?
I don't know.
A isn't in the training manual. The sensitivity.
This man, Nazario, he's an Army lieutenant. He was in his Army uniform.
Yeah, he's in uniform.
And not that it matters, because you shouldn't have to, that shouldn't prevent you from being mistreated.
A lot of police are former servicemen.
Right.
They have a sensitivity to people that have been in the service.
You would think. But so clearly, because he said he was afraid of what was happening there, and then the cop says, big fat white guy, yeah, well, you should be afraid. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh,
all right.
Disgusting.
Enough. All right, let's go to the next. Khloe Kardashian has, there apparently are some photos of her without there being any editing or any makeup on, whatever it is.
This has led to a lot of actual endorsement deals for her.
Yeah.
But
she's deluded with them, apparently, yeah?
Yeah, so what happened was, this happened in either last week or the week before. She was at a pool party with her family, and her grandmother, who is known on the show as MJ, Mary Jane, MJ, or Mary Jo, maybe. So MJ took a picture of Khloe in her bikini as Khloe was talking to family members, and I guess she posted it online. Khloe didn't know that her grandmother had posted this photo. It was not photoshopped. It was not edited. It was not the typical filtering and all the other stuff that, the Kardashians use to post photos. It was just a regular girl who looks like, great in a bikini, but, she had some stretch marks and some cellulite, because that's what a human body looks like. And so it turned into this whole big thing. Every magazine, every tabloid picked up the picture and ran with it, and it was plastered everywhere. So the Kardashian camp tried to get them to take the photo down because they didn't have her permission. It was a whole thing. But now the upside, though, is that a lot of other health and wellness type companies are really trying to partner up with Khloe to kind of to be more transparent and to be more, sort of real and authentic when it comes to how you look in real life and without all the filters.
Yep, there it is. Other people in the news, Prince Philip passing away. The funeral is later this week. Prince Harry is going, not Meghan. Apparently there's somebody in Buckingham Palace who is a friend of the Duke of Edinburgh, the Prince, named Giles Bandreth. He's gone. Apparently he was a newspaper reporter, journalist of some sort. I don't know. But he went public over the weekend saying that the Prince told him that the Oprah Winfrey interview was madness and no good could come of it. So this guy, it turns out, has written a biography of the Prince as well, talked to him recently. And anyway,
I don't know. I never really believe all those. The thing that is a full-time job in England, and you and I know this because you and I have spent a lot of time there, but it's amazing to me that royal biographer is an actual position.
Person. Right.
It's a real job.
They're paying for the guy. Yeah, right.
And they and you know, whether they're an unauthorized royal biographer is probably pays even more. So I never really trust all these people who get labeled royal biographer so and so says Harry is this and that. The royals very rarely ever speak to any one of these writers. So yeah. They just have these, you know,
just
one book after
phony,
another
gets yeah,
pumped
nonsense.
Out. Yeah. These
this
people
guy
love
says,
the headlines.
The prince said that it was his life. He understood Harry's frustration with his royal duties and being there. So that's an interesting insight, if it's true. Again, back to whether any of this stuff is true. 41 after the hour, Josh Whedon. The story from The Hollywood Reporter about Ray Fisher, who accused Josh Whedon, that's his name, right, of racist and abusive behavior on the Justice League. Apparently, he abused Gal Gadot verbally. I don't know why. I know the name, but I don't know why I know the name.
He's a writer-director, and he was one of the writers on Wonder Woman and the Justice League.
Yeah.
You know how there's like a bunch of I get them all confused. But he was a writer on the movie where it's Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman together. Right. And apparently this guy, and this is not the first thing, these allegations of this guy being awful go all the way back to the 90s. And he's had lawsuits against him. And essentially, you know, when it came to Gal Gadot, he tried to, you know, add in some dialogue that she wasn't comfortable with, and other people vouched for her. Jason Momoa, who plays Aquaman, he vouched for this actor who went forward with the story and also said that he witnessed Joss Whedon being horrible to Gal Gadot, too. So I don't know how this guy still has a career. This is yet another example of, you know, these directors in Hollywood who are just tyrants, and it's yeah. only happened. It seems to be only now they're being held
they
accountable.
They can be. They can be. Speaking of Hollywood, Armie Hammer's film career pretty much in the bucket, but his father, Michael Hammer, apparently is a new central character in a new Netflix documentary called Made You Look.
It's a good
the
one.
True story
I just saw
of
that.
Fake art. Okay, so tell us about it.
If you like kind of art and forgery and things like this, this was a very famous, probably the most famous art gallery in the city in terms of art dealers. And Michael Hammer, Armie Hammer's father, was one of the major owners of this gallery. The woman who was the head salesperson, essentially, and we don't know if in the documentary, it interviews her. She sold $80 million worth of forged art. And this is Picasso and Rothko and really big, big names. And so it turns out all of the paintings were done by a guy in Queens who was from China, who was a math teacher, and in his garage he was forging all of these masters and getting away with it, like to the point where there were, you know, the estates of the artists were actually authenticating these works. That's how good it was. Naturally, when he got busted, he only got a small percentage of the money. Like he would sell a painting to the gallery for, let's say, $500,000, and then the painting would sell in the millions. So Michael Hammer and the gallery are the ones who really made all the money. It was $80 million worth of fake art that they sold, and to private collectors who, you know, wanted their money back. And then this guy takes off to China. And it's really interesting because I thought of you watching this, because the documentary crew went to China to find him, because obviously, you know, he's never coming back to the United States.
Right.
And so there was a Chinese expat, who basically said for thousands of years in China, the tradition was forging other people's art. Now, and he even says in the documentary, now it's technology.
Like everything else.
Technology now.
They steal everything they can.
But it was interesting because culturally, the better that you were as an art forger, the more prominent you were held in society. So you weren't considered to be a criminal. It was considered to be a great skill. And in the documentary, they uncover an entire factory of these forgers who are, I mean, they bust in on it. And they're currently forging, I mean, masterpieces. And they're forging it and selling it. It's very typical of what we talk about with the Chinese government and things like that. You know, I'm not in any way against the people of China or Chinese Americans or anything like
and
that.
And I'm tired of having to apologize to say that. You know what? Go screw. This is so obvious what's going on here. And the Chinese people support this government or they haven't overthrown it, whatever they think is going on. But I'm tired of people calling me a racist because I refer to it as the Chinese virus and the things that go on. Like earlier today, we were talking about ChemChina, which is the latest group to kind of invade our country and the rest of the world, trying to control seeds so that you only eat food that they want you to eat the way they want you to eat it.
But that is all the Chinese government, though. They're the ones that are doing
that. Yeah, it is all the Chinese government. But the Chinese government is full of Chinese people. So,
well,
you know, does that mean
really.
That every Chinese person is bad?
But that's
no,
like saying every Russian
all.
Person is, yeah, I know,
of
but
course.
When you're lumping that in, it's not every Russian
well, but
person is
how
Vladimir
do you
Putin.
Keep, yeah, but you know what, people are too sensitive. Get a life. You know what we're talking about. It doesn't have to be re-explained, explained, and explained again. I thought it was very interesting. John Boehner, the former Speaker of the House, has got a bombshell book out. I forgot to talk about this with Jennifer. Remind me tomorrow to talk to her about this.
I don't know how bombshell it is, really.
Well,
Boehner
basically
disappeared,
takes a,
right? And
a shot at the GOP. It's pretty much an excoriation from what I read between the lines here of the party's moral compass and what's going on and where the Republicans are now.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be
like,
something from Trump.
But here's my question. Isn't it too late for anyone to care about Boehner? He's been so out of the limelight for years
selling
now,
a book.
So
well, we'll get some.
I don't know what the interest.
So late,
will
now
be.
You're going to show the guys like Stephen Colbert and everybody else that so dislikes Republicans and loves to dump on them. They'll give him a platform, and other people that want to dump on the Republicans.
Yeah, I guess I just don't know who the audience is.
Gain.
For that book.
Well, I don't even know who the audience is for Colbert. What a piece of crap television program. He's awful. How he gets to the point that he has. He's so smug and arrogant. Good God, who wants to watch that crap? Ay, ay, ay. I guess I don't. That's why I said what I did.
I can't even comment because, honestly, I've only seen little clips here and there when he has a certain guest on. I've never seen a whole show.
Missing nothing. 47 after the hour here on the DJV program. Your nose. Let's hear it for your nose. Your nose is your first line of defense against lots of stuff. This is an all-natural, it's not a product, it's a, I guess would you say, Victoria, it's kind of a machine, right? It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It cleanses your nose, helps you breathe easier, strengthens your lungs in a matter of days, matter of moments. When you clear that crust out of your nose in the morning, then, you know, you're going to be able to inhale things better. It's really made in America, and that's kind of a good thing. I like that part of it much as anything else. Most of these other things are made in China, and I don't have to draw you a picture as to what I think. A clean nose equals a healthy life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Check it out at Navage, the only nasal irrigator with powered suction. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. That's where you order.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with Winchester.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
McCartney. I think there's a movie based on that. Chuck Curry is here with the movie news. Maybe we'll get into this story from the Hollywood Reporter about Josh Whedon and what really goes on in Hollywood in terms of, I know Victoria has very strong feelings about this. What you hear all the time is what a bunch of blackguards some of these directors are, how they abuse the... I wouldn't think they'd abuse big-time stars, but let's get Chuck's take on that right after this.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Boss, pick up is at 7? Team, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sunita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber. Signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
You may not recognize this theme, but it comes from one of the best movies, I think, of all time. I thought Sean Connery was the best part of it, but I also like Kevin Costner coming out, and there are a number of actors,
Andy Garcia,
including
Doug.
Andy Garcia, whose birthday is today, Chugga, right?
Yes, he is, I believe, 67, born in 1956. Really, the Untouchables put him really on the map back in 1987. I would agree with you. I think The Untouchables, directed by Brian De Palma, is a perfect film. It resurrected the career of Sean Connery, who won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for the character of Malone. He was simply awesome. Also really defined Kevin Costner as a new breakout star. But Andy Garcia was really good. 3 years later, Andy Garcia would do Godfather 3. Now, people can say whatever they want about that film, and it does have flaws, and it's not nearly as good as 1 and 2, but every frame Andy Garcia is in that movie playing Michael Corleone's nephew Vincent is electrifying. He's awesome in that film. And he also did a movie back in the 90s with Meg Ryan called When a Man Loves a Woman, which I thought was an outstanding drama. It was mismarketed by Touchstone, which was a division of Disney. It was marketed sort of as a romantic drama, but it was a really hard-hitting drama about alcoholism. And it was a really good movie, and I'm a fan of Andy Garcia turning 67 today.
What do the box office totals look like for the weekend?
Okay, here's the deal. Godzilla vs. Kong did $13.4 million. It's now done $69.5 million in its first 2 weeks of release, the biggest hit post-pandemic. $358 million worldwide, and I read an article on Deadline Hollywood Daily that says the film is already profitable because Warner Brothers cut all these deals to acquire the entire rights to it, despite the fact it's also on HBO Max. They've said it's made around $80 million in profit already. Now, here's the one caveat that's not good going forward. I looked at the release state of high-profile movies coming out in the next 2 to 5 months, Doug, and it is not good at all. It is almost non-existent. I also read an article in one of the trades yesterday that said there's a lot of movie theater chains throughout the country that have gotten eviction notices from landlords who are unwilling to cut deals, which I will never really understand. Thoughts on that?
No, it doesn't make any sense at all. What else are they going to put into that?
By the time they get something new in, it'll take 1 to 2 years easily. And you don't reconstruct a movie theater in a month. You got to do a complete rebuild. It just makes no sense. It appears pretty mean-spirited to me.
Yeah, it doesn't work at all. Speaking of mean-spirited, what do you make of all of the stuff about Josh?
Josh Whedon.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it is interesting. He is the guy responsible for Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which is a TV show that has an immense legacy. He directed the Avengers for Marvel, which is one of the great popcorn movies I've seen in the last 25 years. Ray Fisher, who plays Cyborg in the Justice League, came out with all these stories of how abusive he was on set. I don't know the inner workings, but obviously he has a problem going forward with his career. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah,
there's a lot of smoke, so there must be some fire.
Yeah, it usually is. Armie Hammer's career is pretty well shot, but his father apparently is in a new Netflix documentary, which people are talking about. I thought that was kind of interesting. Always interesting, Chucker. That's what we like about having you here. Always interesting.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.